The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All
right. If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
Little Van Halen there for us.
And now, here's Mark.
That's right. You're a radio activist here on the Mark Harrington Show. And the question I have is this. Do black lives matter? Or is it only born lives, black born lives that matter? Or do black unborn lives matter? Do black babies matter? That's been a debate recently at the Ohio State University. Controversy has erupted there because of a column that was written by a law student by the name of Madison.
Jesse Otto.
I should have asked you that before the program. Who wrote a column in the Washington Times talking about the disproportionate numbers of black abortions in America. And Madison's a law student. She's also the 2014 Miss Ohio.
Yes, correct? Miss Ohio USA for the Miss Universe organization in 2014.
All right. As I said, a columnist for the Washington Times. So she writes in a regular column, an opinion piece on the Washington Times. She's a law student at Ohio State. And wrote a column talking about the disproportionate numbers of African Americans who abort their children. And because of that, this firestorm, this controversy started at Ohio State. And we just wanted to get her on the program to share her point of view because it's kind of hit the news. It's been reported on nationally. Locally a little bit, and you're going to hear more about this as time goes on. Madison, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you very much for having me on today.
So let's dig into this. What happened? You wrote this piece on October 23. What did you write about, first of all?
So I was looking at statistics straight from the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
At the time I wrote it, 2011 was the most recent reported year. Obviously,
right.
That's changed since then, but about a month and a half ago, I wrote the article. I looked at these statistics, and I was very concerned. I saw that there was a much higher percentage of minority babies being aborted here in the United States.
Right.
And what concerned me most is, are these women receiving equal opportunities? Or are they being forced into abortion? And how many videos do you need to see on YouTube of women talking about abortion regrets and forced abortions?
Right.
Do we need to see before someone speaks up about this?
Mm-hmm.
And I know this has been spoken about before, obviously by Pope Francis, by Dr. Ben Carson, 2016 presidential candidate, as well as our former Ohio Secretary of State, Kenneth Blackwell.
Right.
And I wanted to write this piece to bring social awareness to this issue that I think is so important in today's society. And I obviously wanted to approach it from a millennial perspective. My column that I write every Monday in Washington Times is Millennial Mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving the millennial perspective on so many of these important issues. And I expected this to be a very great piece for discussion and substantive discussion by both people on the pro-life side as well as the pro-choice side. And obviously, it didn't turn out to be exactly what I expected.
And tell us about that. Apparently, there was a little bit of concern on campus. You apparently received some threats on Facebook. And because of that, what did you do?
I immediately, after receiving the first very ambiguous threat posted on my Facebook page, went to the dean, the main dean of the school, Dean Alan Michaels. I scheduled a meeting.
Of the law student.
Yes, of the law school, yes.
Right.
Scheduled a meeting and went in 10 minutes later.
Just to talk about the threat. I mean, you were concerned for your safety because of your views on abortion.
Absolutely. I was 100% concerned for my safety. I planned to go in there, report the threat, have it investigated, and simple as that. And that's not at all what happened.
And what did happen? When you arrived at the dean's office expecting to talk about this threat and hopefully finding a sympathetic voice to deal with the threat and try to find out if it's, a real problem or not, what happened?
There were three deans waiting for me. They had clearly been preparing for this meeting. They had copies of my article. And instead of really taking this threat seriously, they continued to badger me on the piece, just another example of campuses nationwide mm-hmm. that are trying to silence mm-hmm. conservatives.
How did they badger you? I mean, did I understand by the article that they actually had the piece in front of them?
Yes.
Did they have it like underlined and marked up? And were they asking you questions about specific opinions you had?
Oh, yes. They were pointing out specific lines and just, you know, ripping them apart, saying this is not a good legal piece. This is not a good journalistic piece. Well, it was never meant to be a legal piece.
Right.
To
you
begin
were
with.
Writing
it's a
on behalf of the law student
exactly.
at Ohio State.
Exactly. And on top of that, it's a weekly column. It has nothing to do with the school.
Right.
So their advice was never requested. And certainly it was not a place for them to be giving advice right. as members of, you know, the administration at Moritz College of Law. They're there to, you know, advise me on my legal career. And that had nothing to do with that.
So they critiqued you. They called it a flawed article, mm-hmm. apparently, that this was not good journalism. Mm-hmm. And then they asked you to be part of a facilitated discussion with those who disagreed with you and the Black Student Legal Association. Was that it?
So no, what they requested was more of a general facilitated discussion as a solution to the threat. They said, they said you feel threatened, and I was extremely upset during this meeting. I kept stopping them and saying, you know, my article it's just not what it's at issue here. I was extremely upset. And they said, you know, well, you say you feel threatened and we're trying to propose an idea and it's a facilitated discussion. And I kept saying, you know, I feel forced that you're trying to force me into this. And they're like, we're not forcing you, but we think a facilitated discussion is a good idea.
With whom, though?
With the students that were mad about the article so I could explain myself, which I should never be forced to do.
And the students that were mad, are they part of the Black the Legal Association?
So the girl that I was reporting the threat from was a white student, and mm-hmm. she was obviously not part of the Black Law Students Association.
Okay.
So there were Black Law Student Association members commenting negatively on the Facebook page, but that is not at all what I went in to report, and I did not ever, you know, expect for the law school to take any action against them, to, you know, even sit down and meet with them regarding this, because they did not threaten me.
My guest is Madison Gesiato, and she is a former Miss Ohio and competitor in the Miss USA pageant of 2014. Am I right about that?
Yes.
And a columnist for the Washington Times and a law student at Moritz College of Law at Ohio State. And she wrote a piece in the Washington Times talking about the disproportionate numbers of African Americans who abort children. And because of that, was criticized by the deans of the law student. I would say bullied. I'll say that. To try to tone it down and have this facilitated discussion with others, and they disregarded the threats that were made on Facebook to you. It says here I want you to answer these accusations from the Black law students. They said that there were racist undertones in the article. Were there?
Absolutely not. I mean, like I said before, I wrote this article to bring social awareness to an important issue mm-hmm. and actually support these minority women, specifically in the article, Black women, that in a lot of cases have been forced or pushed into having abortion. They haven't been offered the same options like adoption or receiving additional resources to be able to carry their baby to term if they so choose to do that.
So what do you attribute when someone says there are racial overtones when you talk about the disproportionate numbers of Black abortions? What do you think they're trying to get at? What motivates that kind of accusation? Because there's no founding in it.
I think it is, and we're seeing this on campuses nationwide, is instead of arguing on merits, these students who maybe don't agree with my beliefs attempt to delegitimize me or mm-hmm. other conservative students mm-hmm. by branding us as racist, bigots, et cetera.
Shut down the argument.
Exactly. Most of the time, that is just not the case.
Right.
And it's really inappropriate, if you ask me. It's not a good way to bring about an informed discussion of two sides.
It's interesting that the Black Lives Matter movement, deals with born African Americans. But when you bring up the disproportionate numbers of African Americans who abort and kill Black babies, there seems to be no concern there. That troubles me. Now, is it from my perspective, am I wrong here? Is it because they're just liberal in general and that's part of the package, you know? You're pro-choice, you know? You fall into this camp. Or do they just take offense to the idea that they're doing this to their own racial group, their own ethnic group? What do you think of that?
You know, I think it's very much the former.
Okay. Just because this is part of the deal.
They align themselves with this liberal movement, and in the liberal movement, it's not acceptable to care about the unborn anymore.
That's right.
And I think this is concerning, and it's very much prevalent throughout the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people who maybe even on, you know, behind closed doors do feel for the lives of these unborn children.
Right.
Are pressured to not be able to express that in public because of the liberal movement that's shutting down any conservative viewpoint.
I very much agree with you. It's interesting because if you ask African Americans generally if they're pro-life, you will find a majority of them saying they are, but when it comes to pulling the lever and voting for president or anything else, they generally just vote Democrat because of the other positions that they feel like they need to hold, and I think that's true. My guest is Madison Gassiato, and she is a law student at the Ohio State Moritz College of Law. She's a columnist at the Washington Times, former Miss Ohio, and competed in Miss USA pageant in 2014. Folks, you can go to my Facebook page. I'm sorry, go to the Created Equal Facebook page, and you can sign on to the petition that we're circulating to ask respectfully ask the dean of the law college, Dean Michaels, to apologize publicly to Madison for not respecting her rights to free speech. This is Ohio State University is a university. This is the marketplace of ideas. This is the place where these kinds of things should be allowed to be expressed freely without intimidation or bullying. And especially if someone's threatened, it should be taken seriously. And it seems like none of those things were taken care of in this situation. And up to this point, Madison, we do not have any reply from the dean since the face-to-face meeting. Is that correct?
No, I have never received any contact from Dean Michael since the original meeting over a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the only contact I received from any other dean in the meeting was a contact assuring me that the Black Law Students Association was not going to physically hurt me. Now, keep in mind,
that's nice to know.
I never expected that they yeah. were going to. I never complained, and I never reported
that. Was that ever a concern? Oh, they might get violent.
It
oh,
was
boy.
Never a concern. Like wow. I said, in many interviews before, I reported one threat. It was from a white woman who's not a member of this association. So I thought that was a very concerning reply from the other dean that did get back to me.
So if you're listening to this program and you want to stand for free speech, you want to stand for the rights of Madison and other students at Ohio State, and for that matter across America, on university campuses to speak their minds and express themselves, then folks, go to my Facebook page at Created Equal. Sign on to the petition demanding that the Moritz Law Student Dean, Law School Dean, Michaels, apologize publicly to Madison. That's what we're looking for. And we're also looking for them to come forward with a statement reiterating their commitment as a university to respect the rights of students to express themselves on the Ohio State University. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show. Your radio activist here. And folks, you can tune in every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time over the air here at WRFD, or you can pick up my radio program by podcast by going to Podbean. That's Podbean, or it's on iTunes. You can pick it up, listen to it 24/7 on your mobile device if you choose to do so. We'll be right back talking more with Madison Gassiato about the climate that is on university campuses right now that is not about free speech, but it's about staying in line with the status quo view. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
I just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
We're back with the Mark Harrington Show. Go to our website at createdequal.org. Click on the radio icon, and you can pick up our program 24/7 on Podbeam and iTunes if you'd like to listen to the program anytime. And also, folks, I exhort you strongly, if you're listening to the program, if you're in the car right now, just keep in mind when you get home, go to Facebook. Check into our Facebook page at Created Equal, and you will see that we have a petition online right now being circulated and being signed to demand that the law school, the Moritz College of Law, the dean, apologize publicly to Madison Gassiotto for bullying her, in my view, and also trying to keep her from speaking her mind, but more importantly, not taking seriously the threat that she received after writing this Washington Times column regarding the issue of abortion and the African-American community. Madison, where I kind of like to go just talk generally about free speech on college campuses when it comes to conservatives. Folks listening to my program are very familiar with the things that we run into. We have this happening all over America. People will come up and say, well, that triggers me. What you're showing me, whether it's an aborted baby or we're talking about abortion generally, they'll say, well, that's a triggering message. That makes people feel unsafe. You know, we need to create these safe zones. I know you're hearing a lot about that, that college campuses should have these places where disturbing or uncomfortable speech should be kept away from. We're finding this all over the place, especially on Otterbein University here in Columbus in Westerville, where they started out with bed sheets to cover up our signs. Then they, knocked over our signs, and then they wanted to buy the sidewalk to actually keep us from coming out because it's a private university. We can't actually go on the property per se. They wanted to buy the sidewalk to keep us off because they wanted to create this safe zone. The concept of a safe zone, what is that? Is that just a ruse to shut down conservative Christian speech on college campuses?
You know, I'm shocked that events like this have occurred not only here in Ohio, but on campuses nationwide.
Yeah.
And I think this, along with name-calling and bullying, have just become part of the central tactics that are used by the left in their growing campaign to silence speech on these campuses. And they're doing this to people only who are not in line with the settled liberal worldview.
Right.
And it's very concerning.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you because we're seeing it everywhere. I don't know if you saw this, that the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University came out the other day, finally some clarity on this issue, and said the university campus is not a daycare. It's not a daycare. This is not a place to be coddled. This is not a place to be kept away from alternative viewpoints. This is a place where all of that should be freely, discussed and talked about. And so it would create an environment where you can do that without intimidation. It seems like the university has become a closed kind of social club for the left. What's your experience on, say, just Ohio State's campus, but just generally as you interact with other conservative women across America?
You know, conservative women are treated horribly on college campuses. They're repeatedly considered as dim-witted gender traitors. And, they're labeled as racists and bigots and all of these horrible things.
And why is that, though? You have to be a liberal to be female?
Well, that's what the left would like you to think. I think they do.
And pro-choice, of course.
Oh, exactly.
You can't believe that the pre-born should have the right to
life. Oh, of course not. And they do this because it's an easy cop-out for them. It's an easy way for them to shut down the discussion and try to, brand you as the bad person. And,
right.
You know, when you're looking at campuses, people who don't support abortion are labeled as misogynists who want to control women instead of being seen as people who care about the unborn.
Right. And women.
Exactly. And women.
Of course.
Absolutely. And
right.
They always try to bring up, the instances of, what if it's in the instance to save a mother's life? Well, that occurs in less than 1% of abortions.
Right.
I think if I have the statistics correctly, 1/3 of 1%.
Yeah, it's a very small number.
On top of that, and they talk about the rape and incest incidents. Well, you can't cure a tragedy with another tragedy. And that's what people are so quickly forgetting in society because of the rhetoric pushed out by the left.
So being a pro-life female, conservative, Christian, on Ohio State's campus, what is, I mean, and being in law school, of all places, what is the environment? I mean, is it hostile? Is it openly hostile? Or what do you experience? Because I see it across the country. It just seems like conservative voices are being silenced. I mean, there are fewer out there speaking against this kind of avalanche of liberal dogma and propaganda coming our way.
From my own personal experiences, especially this year, it's extremely openly hostile. I mean, these students are not afraid to come forth with these ridiculous accusations of racism. And a lot of them have resorted to just personal attacks on my appearance, on things, you know, totally unrelated to any of these issues. It's extremely disappointing.
Which is, I've always said it's an admission that they don't have a decent argument, that they've kind of given up on the case to make, you know, the logical, philosophical argument for your position.
Yeah.
They just say, they brand you and they say you're racist or you're misogynist or whatever, and that shuts it off. I mean, there's no further debate. You're not going to debate a racist, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
once you put you and you're in that category and everybody basically puts you in that category, no more debate necessary, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been effective, unfortunately, to shut down speech. For you, as a female, and I know that I'm not saying, I know you're a strong female. You wouldn't be here if you weren't, and you wouldn't be writing this piece. How do you stand up against it overall? I mean, personally, how do you deal with it?
You know, it's very difficult, no matter how strong of a person you are, to hear things like that said towards you is hard. Mm-hmm. To deal with people that you respect, like administrators, treating you that way and bullying you is hard. But at the end of the day, I continually remind myself that for every one person like me who stood up, there's 10 people who haven't, who've had things
who need
like
to
this
see you
happen
as an
to
example.
Them. Exactly. And they've been silenced. And I want to inspire others to keep standing up for their beliefs, whether those are liberal or conservative.
Have you been
beliefs.
Tempted to cave? I mean, in your mind, have you ever thought, boy, I'm just going to tone it down?
No, not at all.
Praise God for you. My guest is Madison Cassiato. She's a former Miss Ohio 2014 and competed in the USA Miss USA pageant. Columnist at the Washington Times and law student at Morehouse College of Law. Folks, we want you to go to my Facebook page, sign the petition calling on Dean Moritz, who is the dean of the Moritz College of Law, to apologize publicly to Madison. But it's beyond just you. It's not about, you know, a personal issue with you. It's about standing for free speech, standing for your principles and what you believe in, which represents thousands of women across America. And I know that's mostly your motivation, because if you don't stand now, what happens to the next person who tries to express themselves at Ohio State or any other college? If you will, what are your plans? I know this is you're in second year law school. What are your plans overall for your future? Which, by the way, I would say is very bright.
Thank you.
From my perspective, very bright. You could go on to practicing law, or you could be just a conservative columnist, or maybe you'll have your own radio show nationally at some point. I'm certain that would be in the realm of possibility. What are your plans?
So I plan to finish up law school. I'll graduate in May of 2017. I plan to stay working in the media. I would love to be a political and legal analyst on working on TV and radio, and continuing to do what I'm doing now.
Well, I can tell you got a bright future in that realm, and so anything we can do to help you succeed in that, we can do. And folks, what you can do right now, go to my Facebook page, go to Create Equals Facebook page, and sign the petition demanding that Dean Michaels of the Moritz College of Law at Ohio State apologize publicly to Madison, but also make a statement generally about religious and free speech, religious freedom and free speech on college campuses, that the Ohio State University needs to be a place where students can express themselves without the fear of intimidation by administrators at Ohio State. Folks, this is an important issue. Without free speech, we cannot have social reform. We're blessed in this nation to have it. We need to stand for the principles of the First Amendment. And I thank you, Madison, for doing that. You are an example to all of us. You've been listening to The Mark Harrington Show. Listen next time. We'll see you then. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America. To bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net. createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.